And boys would chide me, you'd always guide me safely back home, just a screaming for Dad. Remember that? Pecanini shoe. You saved me a many a bruise. And though you're musty and dusty and wrinkled and worn, though you're graceless and laceless and tattered and torn, yet if I had to choose, I'd rather a fortune to lose than my Pico.
to Waterloo. What did he say to them?
Oh, is that so?
Washington at Valley Forge was bitter cold and up spoke George. You don't say. And Simon the Tree in Uncle Tom's cabin. What did he say to Uncle Tom? I'll tell you what he said. He took his whip and said to Uncle Tom, come on, Thompson. And in the Senate the other day, what did our President Coolidge say?
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, beginning with Noble Sissel with Hubie Blake, 1927, Pickaninny's Shoes. After that, a Cole Porter song from the score of the show Paris, Don't Look at Me That Way, 1928, Irene Bordoni with Irving Aronson and his commanders. They're both in that show Paris. We concluded with a Yellen and Ager song, 1927, Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, Irving Aronson and his commanders. Irving Aronson born 103 years ago yesterday. He died in May 1963. I'm Rich Connedy. This is the big broadcast, classic, pop, and jazz, every Sunday night from 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. Would you like to get in touch? Well, there are ever so many ways. You may want to check out the WFUV website. That's at www.wfuv.org. www.wfuv.org, or you may visit the Big Broadcast News Group at alt.fan.rich-connaty, alt.fan.rich-connaty, or you can write the regular way, Big Broadcast WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Big Broadcast WFUV, Fordham University, the Bronx, New York, 10458. Or, if you care for immediate gratification, the number at the studio is 718-365-8050, 718-365-8050. You may call for any reason at all. I would particularly like to hear this evening from anyone famous who's listening. 718-365-8050. I mean, famous. Hubie Blake in 1921, Sounds of Africa.
Thank you.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV with Shake It and Break It. August 1921, Lannan's Southern Serenaders in the band, Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, and Jimmy Durante. Jimmy Durante born 105 years ago Tuesday. He died in January 1980. Before that, 1924, George Olson and his music, The Slave of Love, a Cecil and Blake song from the score of The Chocolate Dandies. We began with Ubi Blake himself in 1921, Sounds of Africa. It was pointed out to me that he recorded that same composition on a piano roll, I think, as Carolina Rag. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Coming up, Sophie Tucker, Jack Smith, the Whispering Baritone, and McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Here in January 1924, Noble Cecil and Ubi Blake, and a song written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt, Sweet Henry.
Was all that a good man ought to be. At grabbing women, say he could trim them all. Never had to try real hard. He'd always find them hanging round his old backyard. Oh me, oh my, how they would fall. They called him Sweet Henry, Neat Henry, come Romeo. Say he's the greatest lover yet. And he's doggone hard to get. They love his sweet kissing. Say, listen, yes, what I know. He's got the gals all dizzy. And is he busy? Oh, Henry, sweet Henry, why dapper Dan and loving Sam and grab those high-brown maids. But take my word, that is your bird. And give him a card and say to then beat him. For he's clever and he never wants for company. Say, Henry, sweet Henry, the bride of Tennessee.
love this gig, the big broadcast on WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. The Wolverine Orchestra with Bix on cornet recording in Richmond, Indiana in 1924, Tiger Rag, not from the original 78, Dad Burn It. Before that, Bessie Smith with Clarence Williams at the piano, 1923. Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do. We began with Noble Sissle and Ubi Blake, 1924, Sweet Henry. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, where next Sunday night from 8 to 11, the songs of Harold Arlen, Saul Chaplin, Bert Kalmar, and Walter Donaldson. Don't forget about Standard Time every Saturday night. This Saturday night coming on at around 9 o'clock. Following Fordham basketball, normally 8 to 11, Standard Time. Try it. You'll like it. I asked a little while ago when I gave out the phone number for the most famous person listening to call. Well, we heard from Ugly George. Remember Ugly George? He was a staple on cable television not long ago. He's not on TV now, but he is about to launch a website, Ugly George tells me, at uglygeorge.com. Big broadcast, WFUV. Required Listening is coming your way. The February edition is coming up Saturday the 21st, as usual, at the bottom line. And here's the lineup. Clem Snide isn't a person with a dopey name. Clem Snide is a band with influences ranging from Hank Williams to the Velvet Underground. Christine Collister, one of the most powerful and distinctive of British folk blues singers, plus the next generation of the Hartford family, Jamie Hartford, like his dad, John Hartford. Jamie's steeped in the elements of Americana, including rock and roll, blues, and honky-tonk. Also, singer-songwriting favorite Richard Schindel. And as always, Required Listening at the Bottom Line is hosted by our own Rita Houston. Happening at the Bottom Line, 15 West 4th Street. There'll be two shows, 7:30 and 10:30 p.m. You can call the Bottom Line box office for ticket information, 212-228-6300. 228-6300. That's Required Listening coming up on Saturday, February 21st, presented by the Bottom Line and 90.7 FM WFUV. With the last of the Red Hot Mamas and Miff Mole's Molars, 1927, I Ain't Got Nobody.
To think it's true. It's awful hard to love someone when they don't care a thing about you. Once I had a loving man as good as any in this town, but now I'm sad and lonely. He's gone and turned me down. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. Somebody come on and take a chance with me. I'll sing love songs all the time. If you come and be my sweet daddy mine, I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about me. I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come on and make a fuss over me? I sing love songs all the time. If you come and be mine, sweet daddy mine. Nobody. me.
The gold oak in pocket, the iron tongue bucket, the more puppet bucket that hangs on the pump.
Like a man, but still a monkey ain't. A homely girl may look real cute behind a coat of paint. Don't let the outside surface mean anything to you. My father was a traveling man, that's how I know it's true. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. It's hard to gauge a camel's age by the curl of the hair upon his hump. A girlie who may promise to be true, to you may be true, to you and who knows who. To you it's hard to tell the depth of a well by the length of the handle on the pump.
Thank you. furthermore looks like twins. And furthermore, and furthermore, she belongs to me.
Yes, of course.
And furthermore, like a horse. And furthermore, and furthermore, she belongs to me when she's in a car. The passenger's strong, of course, when she gets up. 6 people sit down, but I'm her foe. And furthermore, she's got dough. And furthermore, and furthermore, she belongs to me. My.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, beginning with Sophie Tucker with Mifmole's Molars, 1927, I Ain't Got Nobody. After that, a pair of original Victor 78s, Irving Aronson and his Commanders, The Pump Song, a Richard Whiting composition, May 1926, Phil Sachs, the vocalist. After that, Irving Aronson, Phil Sachs, and Chorus with the Commanders in 1928. And furthermore, that's the flip side of the oft-requested Cole Porter composition, Let's Misbehave. And furthermore, written by Bud Green and Harry Warren. Harry Warren, of course, wrote tons of songs. Bud Green wrote a very lovely lyric, "Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though somebody else may be nearer your heart." Rich Connedy, big broadcast, WFUV, 2 Victor 78s that came from our private stash back downtown. Mary and I have picked up some very, very neat 78s lately. Sugar by Red Nickel Stompers. We got a bunch of Ben Burney's Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. And we have the Andy Kirk Band doing Mary's idea. In fact, some Sunday night I may do an all 78 RPM show, kind of a shellac version of Woodstock. Here are 3 non-requests. Jack Smith, the whispering baritone in 1928, Glad Rag Doll.
Little painted lady, with your lovely clothes, where are you bound for, may I ask? What your diamonds cost you, everybody knows. All the world can see behind your mask. All dolled up in glad rags, tomorrow may turn to sad rags. They call you Glad Rag Doll. Admired and desired by lovers who soon grow tired, poor little Glad Rag Doll. You're just a pretty toy they like to play with, and you're not the kind they choose to grow old and gray with. Don't make this the end, dear. It's never too late to mend, dear, poor little Glad Rag Doll. Thank you. pretty boys, they like to play with. And you're not the kind they choose to grow old and gray with. So don't make this the end, dear. It's never too late to mend, dear. For a little glad ride along.
Did it.
dig that band, McKinney's Cotton Pickers, in July 1928 with George Thomas Scatting, Nobody's Sweetheart. Before that, China Boy, Go Sleep. 1929, Paul Whiteman's Orchestra with Izzy Friedman on clarinet, Frankie Trumbauer on the C melody, and a little bit of Andy Sechrist on cornet, and more Bix on cornet. We started out with Jack Smith, the whispering baritone, in 1928, Glad Rag Doll, on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. If you want to plan ahead, this August is the next Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival. Mary and I went last August and had a ball. They've got something like a dozen and a half bands already booked under something like five different tents. You can just go from band to band to band for a couple of days. It's coming up in August of 98, the Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival up in Moodus, Connecticut, not far from the Goodspeed Opera House. If you want more information, it's 1-800-HOT-EVENT. 1-800-HOT-EVENT. And in other music news, the Howleys, great group, performing tonight until midnight and tomorrow night, 8 to midnight, at Swing 46, what used to be the Red Blazer 2, 46 between 8th and 9th. The wonderful Daryl Sherman performing Tuesday through Saturdays, 4 to 9 p.m. at the Cocktail Terrace of the Waldorf Astoria. Peter Minton working Tuesday through Saturday from 9:30 p.m. until 1:30 a.m. at Bemelman's Bar at the Carlisle. He'll be there Tuesday through Saturdays through the 2nd of May. And finally, Barbara Lee is going to be performing in a new cabaret room, the Delmonico Hotel's Delmonico Room. That's on Park Avenue and 59th Street. She'll be there Friday the 13th, 9:30 show. Barbara Lee. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. In a moment, Ethel Waters.
Great writers and singers are also great talkers, and when you get them to show just a little bit of their soul in a conversation, it makes the songs mean even more. Listen this Monday night to the heart and soul of Richard Schindel. We'll replay his recent visit with me, and there'll be some songs, too. 8 o'clock Monday night on FUV.
Never since a child was I reconciled by the folks who laugh at boogaboo, hoodoos haunted me, trailed me constantly, till the day you came my way like good news. Whenever you're near, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two loving arms. Anybody can see you're lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore. I'm writing 13. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad. No, like me, they agree, you're lucky to me. Now, whenever you're near, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only love charms are your two big strong arms, and anybody can see you're just lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore. But now, like me, they agree. Baby, you're lucky to me. Waddle, waddle, waddle. Of all that it would bring, how wonderful, how sweet my life would be. Love tore my heart, tore my soul, it shattered everything. But I forgive it, all it's done to me. It takes you, it breaks you, it comes and then forsakes you. Love is like that, what can you do? It wears you, it tears you, there's not a thing you. What can you do? I've known all its loneliness, its pangs and its fears. But the moments of happiness are worth all its tears. It finds you. Like a slave, it binds you. Love is like that. What can you do?
Forgotten, she waits in the land of cotton, Dixie. When I'm back where I belong, won't I be feeling grand? With someone who loves me, where folks understand, back home in Dixie, Dixieland.
Oscar Grogan with Snooks and His Memphis Stompers, April 1932, Dixie. That's a big broadcast premiere, a record never played on the program before, and it was taken from the Park Lane CD of Snooks and His Memphis Stompers. Before that, another big broadcast premiere, the Sweetheart of Columbia Records, Ruth Etting in 1931, Love Is Like That. What can you do? What can you do? From 1930, we heard Ethel Waters and You're Lucky to Me, written by Andy Rassoff and Ubi Blake for the Blackbirds of 1930. Ubi Blake, born 115 years ago yesterday. He died in February 1983. This is the big broadcast, Sunday nights 8 to 11 on 90.7 FM WFUV. With Ramona in August 1933, with Bunny Berrigan, and on clarinet, Benny Bonaccio. This song was written by Mitchell Parrish and Frank Perkins for the Showboat Review of 1933. I dedicate it to my objectively beautiful bride, Manhattan Mary hyphen Connedy. Here's You Excite Me.
I'm usually very calm and cool, like the widely known cucumber. Where you're concerned, I'm such a fool, I'm afraid you've got my number. Though I may have nerves of steel, here's exactly how I feel. Every time we meet, you excite me, you're so sweet. You delight me, I react to your charm like a shot in the arm. You excite me. I get out of bounds, and I stammer, my heart pounds. Like a hammer, there's a thrill that is new, and whatever you do, you excite me. Your eyes set me all a-twitter, I'm what you'd consider nervous company. For when you look at me, I don't wear a mask, start reaching for my hat down around the knee. I get wheezy, baby, please, take it easy, I would love to be yours, but I hate to because you excite me. Sweet, you delight me. I react to your charm like a shot in the arm. You excite me. And now I get out of bounds and I stammer. My heart pounds like a hammer. There's a thrill that is new. And whatever you do, you excite me. Your eyes set me all a-twitter. I'm what you consider nervous company. For when you look at me, I just don't know where I'm at. Start reaching for my hat down around the knees. The gas, the wheezy, baby, please. Take it easy. I would love to be yours, but I hate to because you excite me.
Comparing this record means a lot to me. In the studio, there are friends of ours who were friends of George Gershwin also. Hildegard, Larry Adler with his harmonica, and Carol Gibbons. We all feel that this appreciation must dwell not on the unhappiness of his untimely passing, but rather on the great happiness he gave to us all with that wonderful series of musical comedies in the latter 20s. Memories crowd in on us each time we hear those melodies. Only Gershwin knew how to capture the bittersweet gaiety of those post-war years. Carol and his orchestra will open this selection with Do Do Do, followed by My One and Only. And Larry Adler will play Swanderball from Funny Face. Thank you. Harry Adler. The way I feel about George is that I'm going to miss him even more than all of you. And that's a whole lot. I think of Gershwin, I think of records, and particularly of those made by Fred and Adé Lester, with Gershwin himself at the piano. I wonder how many of you remember this one. Of you don't know the half of it, dearie. From Lady Be Good. The spontaneous back chat between George and Fred adds to the delightfully informal atmosphere. Rhythm. Then there was Gershwin's own piano record of Sweet and Lowdown from Tiptoe. Loveliest of all his creations was The Man I Love. And what could be more fitting than a vocal interpretation by the lovely Hildegard?
Someday he'll come along, the man and I. When he'll be big and strong, the man and I. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him smile. He'll look at me and smile. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday,
maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never run. He would you, and all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Ain't that beautiful? My symphony, a masterpiece. I can hear you saying, what is that haunting refrain that I hear in the air? Here and there, everywhere. It's just a beautiful strain that keeps haunting my brain constantly. It's my melody. It's my symphony. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee. A dink-a-dink. Oh, what a tune, what a tune. All crooning. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise. Singing in a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo simply means ink, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Listen to that melody. Listen to that melody. Why, it would add class to any concert. You know, I resent them playing my symphony and jazz. I resent it. But they're paying me for this, so I'm helpless. Really helpless. But if that's what the world wants, I'm your slave. So here it is. A dink-a-doo, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-doo. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Just a corona, just a corona. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy. Here comes the finish. Pep it up. Hit it. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-doo. What a bunch. What a bunch. Simply means ink. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-doo.
Ink-a-doo.
Sign and all.
Sorry to step on you, Schnozzola. Jimmy Durante in 1934, his signature song, Ink-a-Dink-a-Doo. Jimmy Durante born 105 years ago Tuesday. He died in 1980. Before that, in London in 1937, a wonderful medley, Gershwin, King of Rhythm, just recorded about 8 days after Gershwin's death. Larry Adler and Hildegard with the Carol Gibbons Orchestra. Hildegard turned 92 last Monday. Happy birthday, Hildy. We started out with Ramona in 1933. You excite me. On the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Jack Benny was born in Chicago February 14th, Valentine's Day, 1894. He died December 26, 1974, at the age of 39. Here's his signature song. It's a Robin and Ranger composition, Bing Crosby, 1934, with Irving Aronson and his Commanders.
Blue night,
and you along with me. My heart has never known such ecstasy. Am I on earth? Am I in heaven? Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh, no, it isn't the trees. It's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into this room? Oh, no, it isn't the spring. It's love in bloom. My heart was a desert. You planted a seed. And this is the flower. This hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream? The joy supreme that came to us in the gloom. You know it isn't a dream. It's love in
love. think of whether this little dream might fade. We put our hearts together, now we are one, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it, I'm in the mood.
Up tonight's big broadcast with Bing in 1934, Love in Bloom, I'm in the Mood for Love, Hildegard, 1935, and Bing with the Dorsey Brothers in 1933, Here Is My Heart. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, the songs of Harold Arlen, Walter Donaldson, Burt Kalmar, and Saul Chaplin. And don't dare miss Standard Time this Saturday following basketball at around 9 o'clock. Stay tuned for Classic Radio with more of Les Mis. This is WFUV in New York. Public radio from Fordham University. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connerty reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails, live fast and dye your hair. And above all else, don't you never forget, rhythm saved the world. Aloha. Happy Valentine's Day.